It is time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of this three-game series between the Mets and the Colorado Rockies. Rockies took game one last night. Mets look to respond tonight. Ryan Feltner and Paul Blackburn was the pitching matchup. In the first inning, Francisco Lindor got the Mets offense going with a leadoff single. Brandon Nimmo next. He went down on strikes, but Lindor swiped second base. Jesse Winker in the three spot tonight advanced Lindor to third on a ground out to first base. That meant there was a runner at third base with two outs and Pete Alonso at the plate for the Mets.
2-2. Alonso rips one to left field. Cave coming in. Can't get it. Dunks in for a hit. And the Mets take the lead. Lindor scores from third. And Pete Alonso drives a single to left to make it 1-0. Mets in the top of the first. Two outs. Two strikes. Alonso gets it done. For Pete, his 60th RBI.
A two-out single for Pete Alonso. Pete came into the night with an average of 200 with runners in scoring position, but he came through in the first with an RBI single. The Mets continue to run on Feltner. Alonso stole second with Jeff McNeil up, but McNeil could not capitalize. He popped out to end the top of the first inning. In the bottom half of the first, Paul Blackburn out with a 1-0 lead. He retired Charlie Blackman in a pop-out to start the bottom of the first inning, and with one away, Ezekiel Tovar came to the plate for Colorado.
So Alvarez good to go. First pitch to Tovar. All right, he swings and drills the ball deep right center field. Taylor on the run to the track, looks up. It is gone. Ezekiel Tovar goes very deep out to right center field. A bomb for the Rockies shortstop, and we're tied at one in the bottom of the first.
Just two batters into the bottom of the first inning, and the Rockies tied the game on number 19 for Ezekiel Tovar, and we were tied at one. Blackburn didn't limit the damage to just one, though. He set down the next two Rockies to end the first inning. During that bottom of the first inning, we saw Noah Davis up in the bullpen for Colorado, and SNY showed a shot of Ryan Feltner along with Bud Black walking into the Rockies clubhouse. Well, in fact, Feltner was done after one inning, exited with a Bud Black called a posterior shoulder soreness, and that he is likely on his way to the injured list. So Noah Davis took over for Colorado. Jose Iglesias greeted him with a base hit up the middle. Two batters later, a one-out single by Ben Gamel put a pair on. First and second with one out for the Mets, and Tyrone Taylor up for New York.
Bader off tonight, Taylor in there. The 2-1. Line towards center field. Doyle coming on. Can't get it. It dunks in for a hit. Iglesias stopped at third, but now Doyle dropped the ball. Iglesias starts his run again and scores. The Mets take a 2-1 lead. Gamel goes to second. Taylor a single. Brenton Doyle had that ball. Iglesias was stopped, but as soon as Doyle dropped it, Mike Sarbaugh wound up that arm again, and Iglesias came in to score.
A single for Tyrone Taylor, an error charge to Brenton Doyle, no RBI for Taylor, but either way, the Mets had a 2-1 lead. Mets were limited there. Francisco Lindor grounded into a fielder's choice and then was cut down trying to swipe second base for the final out. In the bottom of the second inning, a shutdown inning for Paul Blackburn to keep the Mets ahead. In the third, Noah Davis and Paul Blackburn each worked around base runners for a scoreless inning. Fourth inning with the Mets still ahead 2-1. Davis once again set the Mets down in order, the first time tonight that either team failed to put a man on. In the bottom half of the inning, Brendan Rodgers led off the inning with a double, second consecutive inning that the Rockies had a leadoff double against Paul Blackburn. Rodgers advanced to third on a pass ball charge to Francisco Alvarez, which meant that the tying run was 90 feet away with nobody out for Chris Bryant. 3-1 to Bryant. Swinging a soft ground ball towards third. Iglesias comes charging in, and he cannot make the exchange. Everybody is safe as Rodgers crosses home. It's an RBI infield single for Chris Bryant, and the Rockies have tied the game at two. Infield single for Chris Bryant, and the Rockies had tied this ball game up at two against Paul Blackburn in the fourth inning. Blackburn was able to limit, though. He set down the next three Rockies to keep the game tied. In the fifth, Davis made it eight in a row set down, retiring the Mets in order. Then in the bottom half of the inning, Charlie Blackman led off for Colorado. He reached on an error by Jeff McNeil. After a sack bunt and a ground out, Blackman was at third with two outs. Ryan McMahon, 0-for-18 at the plate, continued to struggle. Blackburn then struck him out to end the fifth inning and strand Blackman over at third to keep the game tied. Noah Davis was done after four innings of relief for Colorado, and former Met Chasen Shreve was on for his first appearance in a Rockies uniform. He allowed a leadoff single to Jesse Winker, but nothing else, as the next three Mets all grounded out, and one was capped off on another fine defensive play by Ryan McMahon over at third. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Paul Blackburn returned with the game tied. With one out in the inning, he allowed another infield single to Chris Bryant, nearly identical to his infield single from two innings prior. No problem, though, for Paul Blackburn. Michael Toglia popped out for the second out of the inning, and with two outs trying to get through six, Paul Blackburn faced Elias Diaz.
2-2. Diaz cuts and misses. Paul Blackburn strikes him out with a slider, and that ends the inning. It might also end Paul Blackburn's night, and if it does, two beautiful starts in his Mets career for Paul Blackburn.
Yeah, Paul Blackburn was indeed done after he escaped the sixth. Six innings, five hits, two runs, one earned, two walks, and six strikeouts. In the seventh inning, Angel Sevilla on for the second consecutive night. He allowed a leadoff single to Francisco Alvarez. A fielder's choice erased Alvarez, and Ben Gamel replaced him at first. Tyrone Taylor next. He had a ground ball to third base that was snagged on a stellar backhand dive by Ryan McMahon to rob him of a base hit for the second out in the inning. Gamel was safe at second. Two outs and a runner at second base, and Sevilla struck out Francisco Lindor to end the seventh inning. Stretch time in Colorado. Game still tied at two. In the bottom half, Jose Buto took over. He allowed a single to Jake Cave to lead off the inning and then balked him to second base to put the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out. Buto responded with a fly out and a ground out for the first two outs of the inning. Two outs and a runner in scoring position for Brenton Doyle, and a devastating changeup by Buto for a strikeout, and he was out of trouble in the seventh inning. That came after Buto fell behind in the count, three balls and no strikes, but he was able to get Doyle to chase on the final two pitch of the at-bat for the strikeout to end the seventh inning. Top of the eighth inning, Tyler Kinley was the fourth Rocky reliever on. He allowed a two-out walk to Pete Alonso, but nothing else for a scoreless top of the eighth. Buto returned for the bottom half and struck out Ryan McMahon to start the inning. As brilliant as McMahon had been in the field, that made it 0-for-20. The next two Rockies each grounded out to Jose Iglesias at third, and it was two scoreless innings of relief for Jose Buto. On to the ninth, tied at two. Victor Vodnik on for Colorado. Jose Iglesias led off and grounded out to shortstop for the first out of the inning. And with the game tied and one away, Francisco Alvarez came to the plate.
3-0 to Alvarez. He goes after it and flies it to right. This sends Cave back to the track at the wall. Looks up. It's off the high wall and right. Alvarez getting to second. The ball rolling away from Cave. Alvarez going to third. Cave fires to third. It's late. Alvarez is there with a stand-up triple. Swinging on 3-0. Alvarez gets to third and doubles over. The old elevation might have gotten to him, but he is there with a triple, and the Mets have the go-ahead run now 90 feet away.
Second triple of the season for Francisco Alvarez. Carlos Mendoza decided to go with some extra speed over at third as he called on Harrison Bader to run for Alvarez. With one out in the go-ahead run at third, Ben Gamel walked against Vodnik to put runners at the corners with one away. Vodwick's command struggles continued as he walked Tyrone Taylor. Back-to-back walk. All of a sudden, the bases were loaded, and the lineup flipped for Francisco Lindor.
This is really the best chance for the Mets in forever. Lindor digs in. Bases juice. Tie game, top of the ninth. The Rockies have the infield in. First pitch. Line to left field. Base hit by Lindor. Bader scores. Here comes Gamel around third. He will score. The throw is cut off at third. Francisco Lindor with the bases loaded drives in two. It is 4-2 Mets in the top of the ninth. Lindor at first, Taylor at second, and the inning continues here against Victor Vodnik.
And that was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Lindor.com. Well, that Francisco Lindor two-run single was set up by that triple by Francisco Alvarez and the two walks. The triple by Alvarez was our smash of the game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So the two-run go-ahead single for Lindor put the Mets ahead, but as Keith mentioned, they weren't done yet. Two on and just one away. Brandon Nimmo next. He went down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Now two outs and still two on, though, for Jesse Winker in search of some insurance.
He leads from first, Taylor from second. The 1-1 to Winker, laced to left center field, base hit. Taylor hits third, motoring to the plate. The throw from Hilliard is not in time. It's cut off by McMahon near the mound. Winker adds on, RBI single to left. Lindor goes to second, and the lead is now 5-2 Mets in the ninth. What a rally.
What a rally indeed. That single by Jesse Winker was our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Pete Alonso went down on strikes next to end the top of the ninth inning, but when it was all said and done, the Mets plated three runs to take a 5-2 lead. Edwin Diaz on for the bottom of the ninth inning. He allowed a leadoff triple to Michael Tolley. Unfortunately, the Mets had a three-run lead, so that didn't mean too much. Diaz came back with a strikeout of Elias Diaz for out number one. Jake Cave then bounced out to second base to plate Tolia and make it a 5-3 game. But more importantly, that was the second out of the inning. Two outs, nobody on. Mets ahead by a pair. And the last chance for the Rockies was Charlie Blackmon.
Diaz has his sign. Comes set from the belt. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging, got him with a slider, buried down and in. The Mets beat the Rockies 5-3. A three-run rally in the top of the ninth breaks the tie. The Mets get the lead. Diaz locks it down. And the Mets win the second game of this three-game set, evening us up at a game apiece.